holding the Zion of Days, around 8 lines up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah ha'asuya kikivshon. If you have a sukkah in the shape of a kivshon is an oven, but it was a round oven. The kid said, there's a circle. You have a circle. So the shaila that we're dealing with over here is, what size does the circle need to be to have enough of a sheer sukkah, that you'll have your minimal requirement? So Gemara says like this. If the circle is big enough, meaning your circumference could fit 24 people around the circle, meaning if their back is towards the circle, then the halacha is, it will be kosher, will be big enough to be a sukkah. The imla psula. However, if the circumference cannot hold 24 people, then the halacha is, the sukkah will be considered too small, it will be possible. Zakti Gemar, Kiman, who's this going like? Karebi. This goes like the Sheet of Rebbe. The Omar called Sukkah She'emba Arba Amis Al Arba Amis Psula. This is like the Rebbe that we had often. That Rebbe holds the minimal Shear Sukkah is 4 Amis by 4 Amis. Oh, so now the Gemara is going to work out. The Gemara is going to work it out. Mechti. How much does each single person take up? Rabbi Yechon said that around the circumference has to be to hold 24 people. Now, says the Gemara right now, the Gemara is going to go back and forth, but the Gemara understands right now that Mechti, Gavra Ba'amsa Yosef. A person takes up an Amma. So if you have a circumference of 24, so that means your diameter is going to be 8. Why? Let me just back up over here. We know pi as being 3.14, but the Gemara assumes pi to be only 3, not 3.14. Taisus in Masechta Ervin speaks out why the Gemara assumes 3 and not more an exact number. Taisus speaks out that the Gemara, anyways, it's not an exact number, so maybe the Gemara just rounds it off to 3. But we'll see in the Gemara is always going to be assuming it's going to be the number 3. So if your circumference is 24, so that means your diameter is going to be 8. Right? 24 divided by 3 is going to be 8. So says the Gemara, why in the world do you need to have a circumference of 24 if all you need to fit is 4? L'char, your diameter just needs to be 4. You need to have 4 amas going across your circle. So why are you saying that you need to have a circumference of 24 which creates a diameter of 8? L'char, all you need to do is to have a circumference of 12, and then your diameter will be before. That's all that's needed. That's what Gemara is going to ask right now. Mechti. Gavra ba'amsa yosef. A person takes up an amma. So why are you telling me that the circumference needs to be 24? Kol shi yesh be kefe shloisha tvachim yesh be reichav tefach. Now over here, the Gemara is telling us the formula of pi, that it's a ratio of 3 to 1. Anytime you have a circumference of 3, your diameter will be 1. So, betray sarsagi. If that's the case, then all you need to have is a circumference of 12. Once you have a circumference of 12, then your diameter will be 4. That should be enough. So why in the world did Rabbi Yechon say that you need to have a circumference of 24? Says the Gemara, hani mili biigula. The formula of pi, that's only when you have a regular circle. Aval biribua, but when you have a square, boitvei, a square is bigger than a circle. So since you have a square bigger than a circle, so it's going to have to be bigger than the regular formula of a ratio of 3 to 1. Why is that? Because we need to have not just a diameter of 4, but we need to have 4 by 4. A sukkah is dalet amos by dalet amos. So just the fact that you created for yourself, if you're going to have a circumference of 12 with a diameter of 4, you're not going to have 4 by 4. You're going to have 4 in diameter, but it's not going to be 4 by 4. Says the Gemara, so how are we going to figure it out? How are we going to figure out how to get how much is needed in a circle to have 4 by 4? Zokti Gemara, Mechti. Let's see. Kama meruba yoiser ala igel. How much is a square bigger than a circle? The Gemara, Revia. The Gemara understands right now that a square is bigger than a circle by a quarter. And we're going to see that it's going to be a quarter milagav. So a quarter, there's two ways how to figure out a quarter. Let's say if we have the number 12. So either if I would ask you what's a quarter of 12, you can tell me right away a quarter of 12 is 3. Right? That's the way you're going to tell me. The normal way, in the way we're taught, a quarter of 12 is going to be 3. Now, in Gemara, there's two ways how to figure out a quarter. Either you can figure out a quarter milagav, from the inside, or a quarter milabar, a quarter from the outside. The way we know fractions, we always do a quarter milagav, a quarter from the inside. A quarter of 12 is going to be 3. We're going to divide 12 by 4, that's going to be the number 3. The Gemara always has another way how to work, and the Gemara always tries to figure out which way are you doing it. And our Gemara right now is going to be working with a quarter milabar, a quarter from the outside. And the way to figure out how do you have a quarter from the outside milabar is if our number is 12, we want to figure out a fourth of 12. What we do is we divide 12 by 3. So what do we have? We have 4. And then we add that 4 on top of 12. If we want to figure out a quarter bigger than 12, we divide 12 by the number 1 less. We need 1/4. We divide it, instead of dividing it by 4, we divide it by 3. Am I being clear? Divide it by 3. Then that, whatever number you have, whatever that equals, you add that on the number that you have. So now, says the Gemara, that kama maruba yoyser ala igel, how much is a square bigger than a circle? Revia. Again, it's a revia milabar. It's a quarter from the outside. So says the Gemara, if that's true, so bishitz dar sagi. What was the number that we had? We said that to have a circumference of, if you have a circumference of 12, that will give me a diameter of 4, right? That's what the Gemara said before, because that's pi. But now if we need to figure out, if we want to be able to square, since the square is 1/4 bigger, so we need to add a quarter onto the circumference of 12. If our circumference is 12, we're going to add a quarter milabar onto 12. What is that? That's 16. So says the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yochanan tell me that I need to have a circumference of 24? Once I have a circumference of 16, that should be big enough for me. That's the cheshbon, right? That should be enough to have a circumference of 4, to have 4 by 4. Once I have a circle the size of a circumference of 16, that should be enough. They should be able to have 4 by 4. That's the Gemara's time. Zakti Gemara, Hani Mili, this formula that a square is bigger than a circle by a quarter milabar, Hani Mili be'igul denafik migai ribua. That's only when you have a circle that if you're trying to circle out an area from inside a square. So you already have a square, and you want to make a circle within it, and you want to know how much greater is the square than the circle. So then, the square is bigger than the circle by a quarter milabar, a quarter from the outside. Avo biribua denafik migoy igula. However, when you want to square out an area within a circle, so then boi tvei, you're going to need more than a quarter. Your square is going to be, you're going to take more than a quarter. Why? Mishum mursha dekarnasa. Because since the square has corners and the circle doesn't have corners, you need to have more space in that circle to create a square of 4 by 4. If you have a square and you want to make a circle within the square, so then you're okay. Then you don't need so much. All you need is that your square is going to be 1/4 bigger than the circle. But if you have a circle and you want to square out the area with inside the circle, so then you're going to need much more than a quarter. The square is going to be bigger than a quarter. Oh, so says the Gemara. Mechti. So let's see. Kol amsa biribua. Anytime you have an amma, you have a straight amma. Line, you have an amma. One amma, straight line. So amsa utrei chumsha balachsaina. It will be, if you're going to want to figure out the diagonal of that amma, the diagonal of that amma is going to be 1 amma and 2/5 of an amma. 1 and 2/5 of an amma. That's the cheshbon. That's what it's going to be. So if we want to have a square, so each amma, we want to have a square of 4, right? We want to have 4 by 4. So if each amma, if we're going up, is going to be 1 and 2/5. So if we want to figure out 4 of that, so we're going to have to times 4 times 1 and 2/5. So if we want to figure out the perimeter of that square. So what is that? So if we're going to go ahead and do four times, that's what we have, I wrote, have that over here, four times 1/2, that equals 5 3/5. Right? So if you want to figure out the perimeter, that's by number 9 already. We're holding down there. But number 9, 4 times 1 2/5, that equals 5 3/5. So your perimeter of that square is going to need to be, will end up being 5 3/5. So says the Gemara, so if that's true, that the perimeter of the square is going to be 5 3/5, so then, b'shifsar nochi chumsha sagya. If that's true, that the perimeter of the square is 5 3/5, so that's the, if we want to figure out then the circumference of that square, we want to figure out how much on the outside is the square going to take, then we're going to times 5 3/5 of the amma times 3, it's going to end up being 16 4/5. So then why did he say before that the circumference needs to be 24? We don't, the circumference doesn't need to be 24, so long as I have shifsar nachi chumsha, if I have 17, subtract from 17, a fifth, meaning if I have 16 4/5, sagya, that should be enough. Why did he tell me I need to have 24? You're right, you're 100% right, that whenever you're trying to square out within a circle, then the square has to be bigger than a quarter. It has to be 1 2/5. But all you need to have a 4x4, a square, a 4x4, all you need to go ahead and do is, since your perimeter is going to be 5 3/5, to figure out the circumference of that should give me 16 4/5. Says the Gemara, Loidak, you're right. He said the number 24. He wasn't so medactic. He wasn't so specific. He said 24, but you're right. What's enough is 16 4/5. Okay, Gevaldik. Zok the Gemara, Eimer Darminan Loidak. This that we could say that he wasn't so specific in the numbers. That's only Porta. That's off if you off by a little bit. You say 24 and it comes out 23. Okay, we could say you weren't so specific. But Tuva Mi Amrinan, he said 24. And the only thing that's really required is 16 4/5. He's off by a lot. That's, he can't say, he can't do such a thing. Zakti Gemara. Omer Lei Mar Kashisha Breder of Distiller of Ashi. Mi Savrit Gavra Ba'amse Yasiv. Do you think that a person takes up a space of Amma? Meaning, let's just back up for a second. Rabbi Yechon never told us the circumference is 24. Rabbi Yechon said that a sukkah that could hold 24 people around the circumference is a kosher sukkah. The assumption of the Gemara was that each person takes up an amma. So if you have 24 people, each person takes up an amma, so you have a circumference of 24. Says the Gemara, not sure. Rabbi Yechon just meant, Rabbi Yechon held that a person doesn't take up an amma. Mi savrit gavra ba'amse yosef. Do you think that a person takes up the space of amma? Plosa gavri betarti amse yosef. Three people sit in two ammas. Not one amma per person, but three for every two ammas. That means, if you work it out, each person takes up 2/3 of an amma. Each person takes up 2/3 of an amma. So kama havelahu. So if we have 2/3 times 24... What's 2/3 of 24? 2/3 times 24 is 43 over 3, which is 16. 16 amas. To have each person taking 2/3 of an amma times 24, you're going to have a circumference of 16. Oh, says the Gemara. So that's what Rabbi Yechon said. Rabbi Yechon didn't say a circumference of 24. Rabbi Yechon said a circumference of 16. The reason why we thought it was 24, because we thought each person took up an amma, therefore we had 24. Now we're saying, no, each person takes up 2/3.
How did they make this change? Like, what kind of new information did they get to say,
it seemed to be,
now we were wrong, it's not an amma, it's 2/3?
Right, I guess it depends like how you measure a person sitting. You could either you spread out a little bit, or that wasn't clear to the Gemara exactly what it was. That was the machlokes. How much does a person take up? There's different ways how to consider a person sitting. So right now, the Gemara is saying that each person, 24 people, take each person taking 2/3 of an amma. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon just meant that the circumference of the circle was 16. Says the Gemara, that's not going to work. Because, Nachman the Gemara, Misavet Gavar Bamsa Yosef, Klosa Gavri Batarti Amsa Yasi. Each person sits, with every three people sit in two Amis. So Kama Habiluhu. So therefore, how much do you have? You have 16. You have 16. So Rabbi Yechon just said, if you want, you have a round circle, you have to make sure the circumference is 16. Says the Gemara, but that's not going to work out. Because we proved that you need to have a diameter bigger than that. Why? Anan shifts their nochi chumsha be'inon. We just worked out the math that to have a square of 4x4 within a circle, it has to be that your circumference is at least 16 4/5, like we just proved before. Other than that, you're not going to have a big enough. You're not going to have a 4x4 because you have a circle and you need a square out within the circle. The only way to have 4x4, a perimeter of 4x4, that's only if your circumference is 16 4/5. Then you'll be able to have 4x4, a square of 4x4 inside. So how could Rabbi Yechon say that all you need is a circumference of 16? We proved before you need to have a circumference of 16 4/5. So we're off. It's too small of a sukkah. Rabbi Yechon's sukkah should be too small. Should not be a kosher sukkah. Sukti Gemara, loidach. He wasn't specific. He said 16. You really need 16 4/5. Sukti Gemara, eimer daminan loidach lechumra. You could only say that you weren't specific when you gave an amount bigger, right? You really need 16 4/5, and you said you need 17 or 18. You could say if you were being more stringent, then you're allowed to be, you don't have to be so specific. But lekula mi amrinan laiduk, would he come along and say, all you need is 16? He's being lenient when you really need to have a sukkah, a circumference of 16 4/5. Amr le Rav Asi le Rav Ashi, we're going back. La'olam gavra ba'am seyos. Really, each person takes up an am. So Rabbi Yechon said that you have to have a circle that could fit 24 people, and each person takes up an am. So seemingly, Rabbi Yechon said the circumference needs to be 24 amas. What do you mean? We just proved that if your circumference is 16 4/5, it's going to work. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon mokum gavri loy kachashiv loy kachashiv. He was not including the people, meaning to say that there's two ways how you could fit 24 people inside by when you have a circle. The Gemara was understanding right now that the Havmin of the Gemara was that you had the 24 people outside the sukkah. They were lined up outside the sukkah. Back, they're all lined up next to each other. So then you're counting the circumference of the circle itself. That's what we're trying to figure out. So if you have 24 people lined up in a circle and you're figuring out the circle that's right behind them, we don't have to include them. We don't have to subtract them. They're outside our circle. We're just dealing with the circumference, the circle by itself. Says the Gemara that no. Rabbi Yechon was really talking about that the 24 people were lined up inside this circle, and he's not including the people. He was talking about that if you have a sukkah, a circle, and then you have 24 people with inside lined up along the walls of the sukkah, not including those people, that will be enough for the sukkah. So now let's figure it out. We just said before that you have, each person takes up an amah. We said before that our cheshbon was that if you have a circumference of 24, then your diameter is 8, right? Because the pi, the gemara understands pi, the gemara doesn't work with pi, it's 3.14, the gemara works with pi being 3. So if your circumference is 24, then your diameter is going to be 8. Says the Gemara, but if you have the people inside your circle, and each person takes up an amma, so then on one when in the place we want to figure out your diameter, you have less two ammas. Why? Because you have one person on this side of the circle and one person on this side of the circle. You're not including them. So when your diameter, you're measuring your diameter over here. If you would include the people, you would have a diameter of 8. But if you take off an amma, because we don't want to count the person, he takes an amma, so now we're down to 7. Take off an amma this side, we're down to 6. So it comes out, you have a diameter of 6. So he was talking about a case where your diameter is 6. If your diameter is 6, that means your circumference is going to be 18. Again, because pi is the diameter times 3, not 3.14. So he said you need to have a sukkah, a circumference 18. It seems like... The Gemara is right. I don't know. The Gemara right now is just talking about as far as I don't know exactly how they're lined up. I looked in the back of the some. Yeah. I looked it up in the back of some Gemaras. They have in the back of some Gemaras they have pictures. So And the way they have it that it seems like based on this cheshbon, the cheshbon is amah this way, not shol if the shol. Right, but the person is, if let's say, if you want to count, if let's say the circle goes around me, so you would count the circle, you would count the amah from here to me, it's going to be an amah. That's what it is. That's what the Gemara's cheshbon is, and the diameter is going to be that way. And then we wouldn't count you. That's what it would be. So you take me out. Right, exactly. So you take me out, I'll be amah, take you out. So if from the circle to behind you would be 8, if you take me and you out, we're going to be down to the diameter of 6. That's the cheshbon number. That's what they have in the picture. I wasn't sure. I was trying to figure out. Maybe they're lined up from like shoulder to shoulder. Their shoulder is against the wall, like this. But they don't have a picture like that. I don't know. Basis. That's the way they had it. Pardon? Right. Right, I hear. But I guess the Gemara, I hear. But I guess the Gemara is assuming that a person takes up an amah of a space. I'm not sure exactly, even if it's not directly the person himself, but a person needs an amah. We give the person an amah space. Pardon? Could be. It's normally 5 tachim, sometimes 6 tachim, depends what type of amah. Yeah. Right, you would think so. It depends how big a person is, right?
So it's normally 6, yeah. Sometimes 5.
It depends. There's different times. So sometimes Gemara depends. By the Mishkan, it was 6, and different ones had Amah Bashisha, Amah Bas Chamish. The Gemara goes back and forth. Different places, different shiurim. But either way, so that's what's going on over here. The Chedron of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan, when he said that the circumference is, that you need, we're making a circle that could fit 24, the 24 people were inside the sukkah, therefore our diameter is 6. If our diameter is 6, it means our circumference is 18. If our circumference is 18, so then we're good, because we made a cheshbon that when you ever want to have a square of 4x4 within a circle, you need to make sure that you have 16, you make sure that the size of the circumference of the circle is 16 and 4/5, so that's good, because he said a number 18, he came up with a circumference of 18, 18 to 16 and 4/5 is very small, that's porta, it's a very small amount, and now we could say loidak. That's the cheshbon of the Gemara. Nachmal just said inside, lo'olam gavar ba'amse yosef. A person takes up one amah. Rabbi Yechanan mokum gavri lo'ikachoshuv, he doesn't count the person. So kama haviluhu, how much is that? Tamni 3. That's 18. Comes out having a circumference of 18. Says the Gemara, b'shifzer nachi chum shesag. We made a cheshbon that 17 minus a fifth, meaning 16 and 4/5 is enough. Says the Gemara, hainu loy duck. That's what we were saying before, that he was not duck. Uluchumra loy duck. Over here, he was saying a more stringent amount. A circumference of 16 and 4/5 is really enough. And he just said a more chumra type of number. He picked the number 18 to be more stringent, not to be so specific. He wanted to make sure that the person has the right shir sukkah. That's the Gemara till now. The Gemara says one more way to figure it out. Rabbanan the Kesri. V'amrila Dayani the Kesri. The Rabbanan of Kesri, which is known as now Kesario in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbanan the Kesri. V'amrila Dayani the Kesri. Amri, they say that Igula the Nafik Migai Ribua. Whenever you have, you want to circle out an area from within a square, then the square is going to be bigger than the circle by a quarter. But ribua dinafik migay igula, whenever you want to square out an area within a circle, then palga, then the square has to be 1.5 bigger than the circle. Meaning, till now we were saying that it has to be, what was the equation again? The equation was that it's going to be 1 2/5. Now they're saying it's going to be 1.5 bigger, and then the cheshbon is going to be that if you're trying to figure out, the equation is over here that that a square of a 4x4, which equals 16, right? So you're going to have, if your square is 4x4, so then you're going to have a circumference of 16. You're going to have to times that by 1.5. So if you 16 times 1.5 is going to be the number 24. So they say that when Rabbi Yechon said the shear 24, which like the way we thought right in the beginning, they held because since you want to square out an area within a circle, you need to make sure that your circle is 1.5 times bigger than what you had till now. So if you have a square of 4x4, which gives me 16, to have a circle, you need to make sure that you have a circumference of 24. And the Gemara says, V'loihi they're proven wrong. The hakachazinon deloy havi kuli hai, because we know, we just repeat, anybody who's a mathematician will realize that they're for sure off, and it can't be that this is the correct equation. So Taisus speaks about how could they be off by such an amount when anybody knows a little bit of geometry realizes that this cheshbon is for sure off. So Taisus says that they had a certain Kabbalah. There's a big Taisus over here, and he walks through so many more equations. And I was happy to just to make it through the Gemara. So it's, if you want, this Taisus over here is a big one. Pardon? They have the pi differently. I hear. Okay. Okay, Ein Shum. Take a look, if you'd like. Zakti Gemara weiter. Amar Reb Levi. Amar Reb Levi Mishum Reb Meir. So Reb Levi came along and he said in the name of Reb Meir, Shtei Sukkos Shal Yoitzrim. Two Sukkos that a person has. If you're dealing with a person that makes pots and pans and things like that. So the derech was, the minig was that they had a Sukkah in the place where they actually used to make things. Let's say this Sukkah, they would go ahead and make the actual pots. They would even have a bed to sleep in over here. They would eat over here in this area. And then they would have another Sukkah over here where they would come and show their whatever they're selling. The people, the showcase was up in the front. That's where it used to go. So if you have two Sukkahs, Shal Yoitzim, it was one person who sold the pots. He did his office is back here. He did the private, he did the work back here. And the showcase was up in the front. Zulaf Nimizu, Hapnimis Eina Sukkah. So when it comes to the Yom Tov Sukkos, and he decides, you know what, let me just put Tzchach upon the booth that I have. So, the halacha is that the one where he actually does the work in, he cannot use as a Sukkah. And also, v'chayev is b'mezuzah. Throughout the year, he's obligated to make sure this Sukkah, this area over here, has a mezuzah. V'chitzayna, but the other one, where he sells, where he comes to show the customers come, and he shows them all his things, this outer area could be a Sukkah, but and patura min a mezuzah, and the outer one will be exempt from having a mezuzah. Rashi explains the reason for this is because since the guy lives here the entire year, so he doesn't live there, like it's not a real house, but he does a lot of work. He'll take a nap in the afternoon, whenever he doesn't have customers, whenever he doesn't have work to do, he'll go to sleep and things like that. He eats back here, so it's not nicker. You can't recognize that he's actually living here for the sukkah. So it does make a difference if you put tzchach upon it. It's not nicker. You can't recognize that he's doing it for the sake of a sukkah, so therefore it's not good. We're going to come, Mitzvah Hashem, to tomorrow's daf to deal with a similar case. We'll see what the difference is. Rashi says the Kol Yomei Sashon Adayir Hasam. He lives there. Bereiv Tashmishay V'Sudasay V'Shinasay Sham. He eats, he sleeps. So since he does all that stuff, there's a meila. It won't be nicker that he's doing it for the sake of the sukkah. However, the outer one, since he doesn't do anything really there, he just shows his wares there. Then, if he decides to put tzach upon it, it will be okay. Oh, back to Gemara. V'amai, why are you telling me that the outer one is exempt from a sukkah, from a mezuzah? To have chitzayna kebeis shar hapnimis, let's consider this first area as an entrance way towards the back area, which is chayv b'mezuzah. And then therefore, you should be chayv b'mezuzah. We know that if you have an entrance way to a bigger home, to a place where you live, so you're also chayv b'mezuzah. If you're telling me that this area is chayv b'mezuzah because he lives there, and that's why you're obligated to put up a mezuzah, so we should be able to consider this as a way to come in to the back place, and the halacha should be chayv b'mezuzah. Says the Gemara, Mishum Delay Kaviyah. You're right. If this would be a very permanent way of having it, then this first area, the Chitzayna, the outer sukkah, would be Chayiv B'mezuzah because it's the entrance way to come in to the back place, to the inner place. However, since not Kavua, it seems like that they would go and set up shop in different places. So they would fold up this. They would take down this hut that they have and go move it somewhere else. We can't consider this as the entranceway, the outer sukkah, as the entranceway into the inner sukkah. Therefore, the halacha is not chayav mezuzah. If this would be somebody's home, if it would be his real shop, and it's there the entire time, then the outer place would be. But since it's loy kaviya, it's not a permanent way how he has these two sukkahs. Just he's setting up shop for the time being. You're not chayav mezuzah. Taner abonim. Ganvach. Sukkahs ganvach. What does it mean, ganvach? The Gemara is going to explain. Ganvach stands for, we'll see exactly what each letter stands for. Sukkas goyim. The gimel is for the sukkah of Goyim. Goyim made it, and the Goyim used to live in this hut. Sukkah is Nashim. The nun is for Nashim. The sukkah that was made for women. The women do their things there, whatever it is that they need to do there. Sukkah's behema. If you made a hut for a behema, for animals, that the animals could live there, like a barn or a stable. Sukkah's kusim. If you have a sukkah that was made by kusim, the Gemara is over here assuming that kusim are considered not yidden. They're considered gei arayis. They're not considered real yidden at all. They're considered gayim. And a sukkah mikal makim, and any type of sukkah. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means. All these things are ksheira. All these type of sukkahs, all these huts are kosher to be a sukkah. Ubulvad shetehei mesucheches kilchasa. However, we have to make sure that there's proper schach. What does that mean, my kilchasa? What does it mean that the sukkah, the schach has, the schach is kosher, the schach was made kilchasa? Omer Rav Chisda says, "V'hu shasa l'tzel, it was made for shade." Meaning that the reason why they put the schach upon this hut, it was done specifically because they wanted to create shade from the sun. If it was made for a different reason, let's say it was made for privacy, whatever it is, then it's not kosher. So if you have these huts, so it's sukkah ganvach, gayim, nashim, behema, and husim, all those things, if the schach was placed upon it for the sake of shade, then it will be kosher. And the last one was a sukkah mikal makim, any type of sukkah. What does that mean? Lasuye mai. What are we coming to include? Says the Gemara, lasuye rakfash. We're coming to include a sukkah of rakfash. What does rakfash stand for? The Tanur Rabbanan. Sukkahs rakfash. Sukkahs roim. The resh stands for the sukkah, the hut of shepherds. Sukkahs kaitzim. The sukkah where they used to go ahead. Rashi says that they. The sukkahs roim kaitzim. Rashi says, Shoimei Ketzios, Hashtukam Basada, they used to go ahead and put figs out in the field to dry, so you had to hire a watchman to make sure that nobody should steal any of those figs. So these people would live, these watchmen would live in a little hut. Sukkahs Kaitzim, Sukkahs Burganim, a sukkah of the people that, the watchmen of the city, they used to live in a little hut, a little booth. Or Sukkahs Shoimei Peiris, the sukkah, the hut of the people that watch the orchards. And a sukkah, mikol makim, and any type of sukkah, the Gemara is going to say soon what that means, ksheiru, it's kosher, ubulvad shetei mesucheches kilchasa, so long as the staff was placed on it proper, according to halacha. My kilchasa, what does it mean that it was placed on kilchasa? Omer v'chisa, v'hu shasa l'tzel sukkah. It has to be that the staff was made for the sake of the shade. Oh, mikal makim lasuye mai. What's the case when it says a sukkah mikal makim? Any type of sukkah will be kosher. What's that coming to include? Lasuye sukkahs ganvach. It's coming to include the ones that we said before. Ganvach goyim nashim behemus kusim. So the Gemara explains like this: Hai tana de ganvach alima le ganvach mishum de kavi. The first tana that he just said that the sukkah's ganvach is kosher, the sukkah of goyim, nashim, behema, and kusim kosher, he held that that's more kosher, that's more simple, that should be kosher, because those are permanent. When these goyim make the sukkah, and the nashim, the behemas, and the kusim, that's a permanent hut. So that's for sure going to be kosher. The katana mikal makim lasuyi rakvash. And when he said a sukkah mikal makim, he said any type of sukkah will be kosher. He was coming to include the sukkah of a rakvash, the sukkah of the people, their shepherds, and all those type of things, all those types of people. That case is loikavi. It's not permanent at all. Now you're watching figs in this orchard, so you set up this hut over here. A different time you can be watching in a different place, you go set up the hut somewhere else. So he said, first of all, sukkahs ganvach is kosher, and then he said that and there's another type of sukkahs that's going to be kosher, and that is sukkahs rakfash, which is not kavi, which is not permanent. The high tana de rakfash, and the other tana that he just started off saying, sukkahs rakfash, the sukkah of these shepherds and these types of people, that these watchmen, alimalei rakfash, he held that the sukkah of rakfash is more kosher, that it should work. All these people, the shepherds and the people are watching the figs, those people are obligated in the mitzvah sukkah. It was made for them. The Tana, Mikal Makim, and he said that he's going to include a different type of sukkah, Lasui Ganvach. It's going to include even the sukkah of Gayim, Nashim, Behemoth, and Kusim, Delab B'nei Chuvaninu. In those cases, they're not women, Gayim, Kusim, they're not obligated in the sukkah. They made it for themselves. It's not as simple, not as pashut, that the sukkah is a good kasha. It was made for a different purpose. It wasn't made for nothing. It had nothing to do with the mitzvah. It wasn't a barakhi. It wasn't made for the sake of the mitzvah. So then he was just saying, well, it was more pashut. With more pashut, the sukkah is rakvash. And he just continued on telling me to include also, to include the next thing. Let's just see the Mishnah. We have another few minutes. Sukkah Yeshana. If you have an old sukkah, if in Rashi explains that it was made before 30 days, before the Yom Tov of Sukkot, you had during your summer break, you decided you want to put up the sukkah, you have time, you're going to put up the sukkah, and you didn't specify they're doing it for the sake of the Yom Tov. Beis Shammai says it's possible, or Beis Hillel Machshirin. And Beis Hillel says it's going to be kosher. He doesn't have a problem. If he didn't specify that it was done for the sake of the Yom Tov, the sukkah is still going to be kosher. Ve'ezo hi sukkah yishana. And what is an old sukkah? Kol shaso kaidim l'chag shloishim yom. It was made more than 30 days before the Yom Tov of sukkahs. And Rashi speaks out, and you didn't specify that it was done for the sake of sukkahs. Aval imasol l'shem chag. This is the Mishnah itself. Aval imasol l'shem chag. If you made it for the sake of the Yom Tov of sukkahs, Afilo Mitzkilas Shana, even if it was made in the very beginning of the year, it made 6 months before the Yom Tov HaSukkah, but you're doing it for the sake of the Sukkah, Psheir, then it will be kosher.
Okay.
Right, okay, so yeah, we'll see, yeah, right. Gemara would, yeah.